And welcome back to YCSO Behind the Badge. I'm Deputy Trent Ferris, Public Information Officer for the York County Sheriff's Office, and also your host for the next 25, 30, 35, 40 minutes, however long this podcast takes, because we like to keep it varied and fresh, and we don't like to keep people at on time frames. But we do appreciate you taking the time to listen. And in any of the other podcasts that we've had, you can listen to those on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, any major podcasting service, you can listen to this podcast, and we would appreciate any comments, good or bad, about the podcast so we can make them better for you. As usual, we encourage you to go to our website, yorkcountysheriff.com, and sign up for those Notify Me alerts. We've been sending out more news releases and information through this, and if you haven't seen our social media pages recently, there was a weird live video that we had pop up. It was a test video. We're working on streaming videos live to all of our social media platforms, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, YouTube, and on our website. So you'll have those four options. Say you're not a Facebook person, you can go to YouTube, watch our news conferences, our swearing-in ceremonies, anything that we want to have streamed live, we're going to have it for you on all of those platforms. Also, you can have the right information at exactly the right time so you can make right and informed decisions and know the right stuff that's going on here at the York County Sheriff's Office. So if you haven't signed up for that stuff, you might be missing out, so do that today. All right, with all that said, we are in the week of May 6th. May 6th is the National Correction Officers Appreciation Week. And so for that reason, we have our next guest over here to talk about all the hardworking men and women who it is a thankless job, I guess, so to speak. So to help me dig into this today, we have Sergeant Bobby Heath. He is a veteran detention officer for the York County Sheriff's Office Detention Division, and welcome to the podcast, sir.
Thank you for having me.
What did Chief Hicks say? Hey, I want you to go be on a podcast.
He asked me, and I said, you know, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. And plus, we'll be able to inform people of what we really, really do.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, that's it. That's what we're going to be doing today. Mm-hmm. And Sergeant Heath and I have been catching up because he walked in here and goes, hey, you used to be on a such and such before. It's like, yeah, man, that was a long time ago. We're going to talk about that here in a second. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. One, how long you've been here? How long you've been, you know, working in corrections and so on and so forth?
Well, so I'm a native of this area. I'm from Rock Hill.
Awesome.
And I came to the county in 09. I came for a brief little stay.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to stay here a little bit and move on to something that I thought I enjoyed would enjoy better.
Mm-hmm.
15 years later, I'm still here.
Nice.
Because I found in it a whole lot of things that I could use daily going forward in my future. There's a lot of things you learn here at the county that you can carry with you throughout all the rest of your life. So
you started out like at the detention center in 2009.
2009 at the detention center. I was as green as the trees outside.
And it's spring, so it's really green.
I had no idea what it meant to be a detention officer. They said they were going to pay me.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, if they're going to pay me, I'll go out there and work.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what it meant to be a detention officer. I do now. But at the beginning, I was so green about that.
So what do you say green? Like you did, is it like the thought of people don't know exactly what a detention officer does? And, you know, we've done these videos recently where we put a round table of some officers that's sitting together in a housing unit, you know, just chatting it up about their daily life. I mean, most folks, their perception of a detention officer is what they see on television. 60 days in, those reality shows, that kind of stuff. Is that what you mean by that? I mean,
they have a little glamour on that.
glamour. Yeah. I like the word.
A little glam there. What it really means is that you're dealing one-on-one with individuals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it really means. And sometimes you get the idea with this, you go in with this notion that, okay, these guys are hardcore individuals. They are individuals who have broken the laws that we hold dear to our hearts, and they're not worth the time to spend time with. And there are a small amount of people that really are, they're baseless. But most of those guys have made a mistake.
Yeah.
And so when I came into that, I had this idea in my head. I'm going to be like this RoboCop guy who has no emotion at all. It's not like that.
Right.
You talk to people you see on the streets daily. I had to learn that everybody in jail is not of the basest sort.
Right.
And so I found out a great deal about myself as well as the community we live in, and as well as people who make mistakes.
Yeah, because I remember the sheriff mentioned something one time. He said that, it was during the Beat of Life program where Chief Hicks brings in the Beat of Life program where they come in and Nashville music artists come in and help write songs. Yes. And so the sheriff gets up and talks to all these people, and he said, I am one bad decision away from being right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Me, the sheriff, I am one bad decision away from being right here.
Yes, 'cause
people just have that. It's not like they, some people, which we like to call frequent flyers, who get in trouble all the time.
Right.
And they come, they go to court, they get, do their time, get out.
Yes.
And it's just a revolving door.
Yes.
That is not the norm. It's usually just people who have made one bad decision. Good people say, I messed up once, but I got to pay the price. So, but it's good that you recognize that.
Yes.
Because people are people.
I concluded, Trent, that it's probably it's not that hard to go to jail.
Yeah, that's not.
It really isn't. Just not having things in order. Having a vehicle that is beneath the road quality, you got broken lights and headlights and things like that, that could get you in trouble. So there's a lot of things that could bring you into our agency.
Yeah.
I would tell anybody, give people who have made a mistake, give them a break. I am one for justice. I think that when people harm other people, you know, they deserve justice. I am one for that. But So many of those guys are just making poor, poor decisions.
So hypothetical, not hypothetical, it's probably happened to you. So when you're a housing unit officer, you have somebody who's made a bad decision there and they've been put into the detention center. You have like a housing unit full of people. Can you tell the difference between somebody who has been here 3, 4, 5 times versus somebody for the first time? Can you tell? Like,
stands out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
The guys who have been in the county, recycled in and out constantly, they know they're
regimented. How it works. Yeah.
Yeah, they know exactly how it works. They know exactly how to aggravate. They know exactly. They know when a new officer come in, they're going to get a chance to try this and that.
Yeah.
The new guy, he is fidgety, he's looking around, he's not sure, and he just want to go home.
Yeah.
I just want to go home. I don't want to be here.
I know I screwed up.
And I'm sorry.
I have just learned my lesson.
Go home.
Yeah.
It's what they feel like.
I mean, to a point, there's a bit of fear, you know, because they've never been in this situation. Yeah.
There are guys there. It's a hierarchy there as well. It's an economy there that you got to watch out for.
Because, I mean, they'll come in and they're thinking in their minds, this is the movie I've watched.
Yes.
This is the TV show I've watched. This is about to happen to me.
Yes.
But
that's true.
But that's where the detention officer comes in. Officer in the housing unit says, look, man, we got you. Don't worry.
He's part counselor.
Yes.
He really is. He has to
Or she.
Because that individual, if he comes in with these preconceived notions about how he might be harmed, he could cause a lot of problems in that unit.
Yeah.
My job is to de-escalate all these emotions. And I remind them, hey, guy, number one, you've been charged with that. No one has found you guilty of anything. Mm-hmm. It's just a charge. Everybody has to prove their point.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, connect with your family. They're going to be really important for you while you're in here. because you can't move. You have no mobility. Mm-hmm. They're going to be your feet, your hands, your mouth, your ears. Mm-hmm. Please connect with them. Number three, it is a process. Jail, if anything is a process, jail really is a process. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens very quickly. If you don't have any patience, jail is going to be really difficult for you. Wow. So it's a process.
But the when I was in Leadership York County, it was always trust the process. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to sound weird right now, but throughout the process, you guys just got to trust the process and it'll all end up the right way.
Yeah.
So I guess you just try to tell them, just nothing moves fast. Trust the process. You'll be fine. We'll get through this.
Yeah, because it's hard for them to believe that from a man who's wearing a uniform. Mm-hmm. Because from their perspective, we're the enemy.
Yeah.
You know, you guys, you get this all the time. Well, you arrested me. I said, sir, I was in my bed, I'm sure. When you got arrested.
Yeah.
So they see us as that. But when they settle down.
We're wearing the same uniform, so they see the same.
Yeah. I said, I'm not against you on anything. I said, if you've broken the law, then the law will deal with you in that way. I said, but me personally, my job really is simple for you. That is to make sure that you get through the course of the day, that you get through the course of the day unharmed, that you're not harming someone else, and that you're fed and you have medication that you need. You get those things. That is simply my job. I'm a servant in all honesty. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I serve this unit. And the best way to serve this unit is that everybody understands where their place is. Mm-hmm. Once we get that down, once they know you come, who you are when you come in, it kind of adjusts to who you are when you walk in the unit. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Heath. It'll adjust to who I am.
So do you get that? People recognize you? Like, hey, oh.
They call me all the time. Especially if they
Tell Sergeant Heath.
Yeah. If they've determined that you're not trying to harm them, then very honestly, they're very free with talking with you. Uh-huh. Yeah. They're very.
The counselor part that you're talking about.
They almost become protective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, during my ride along, if anybody doesn't know, the sheriff has implemented a ride along program, ride along, walk along, where for a day, deputies go and work in the road deputies, people who work in the enforcement division, and go work with our detention division to learn what you all do. Mm-hmm. And then in the same sense, you go ride the road with the deputies. Absolutely. So how that works. So we can know how we all come together and fit together as a team. So during my ride along, I was sitting there like, I forget who she was. Whomever was in the housing unit, I was sitting in for an hour, two hours. Little girl, small woman in a all-male housing unit. Mm-hmm. I was like, everybody, I mean, she goes, yeah, we have our instances where people show out and then we discipline them the way we're supposed to. But if I ever see anybody that might try to want to jump me or something, she's earned the respect from some of the other inmates where they protect her, kind of like a sister. Kind of like, you ain't going to do that.
That is so true.
Yeah. Kind of like, hey, that's, we ain't doing that today. It's not in all cases,
but there are some young people, some male and female, when they come in that unit, they have such a respect from the inmate population that they're just as safe as anybody in the building.
Right.
And so when you present yourself as someone who will provide them with the little counseling service that they might need.
The needs that they need in the situation that they're in.
Honest and sincere about it.
Yeah.
They really have very little trouble in a unit. I mean, it's uncanny.
You know, it's amazing you say that because we have, every year we do the York County Sheriff's Office Citizens Academy. Mm-hmm. It's a program where we bring in citizens. We've talked about this as a podcast on it. We took them in. And they couldn't believe how well the units were run. Mm. We were sitting up there on the top tier looking down at everybody. All the inmates were looking at them like, oh, what are they? You know, thinking that they were probably going to be like new hires. They're taking the first tour, new hire tour.
Yes.
And that's what, and we told them that. It's like, hey, they're all going, they're trying to figure you out. They're trying to figure out why you're here.
Right.
And all the questions were, it's like, that officer is by themselves. Like, wait a second. There's like a, the whole unit is like 40 guys in here. Mm-hmm. It's like, how does it, he goes, because one, respect. Mm-hmm. Sheriff demands it. Mm-hmm. We give it. Mm-hmm. And how it's run. That's right. How things are regimented and kept in place, and
yes,
and how the officers earn the respect of the people. Yes. So they like, okay, you're my guide to get through this situation. So that's amazing. And we did a survey at the end of it, and everybody was like, hey, what was your favorite part of Citizens Academy? It's a six-week program. We was all drinking from a fire hose. We learned a lot. What was your favorite part? And then most of them were like, detention night.
It's surprising. It's surprising because of the idea that we have about people who are jailed when we're not there. Mm. We have listened to the movies and the external feeds that tell us that, ooh, there's ooh. And so
walls are green, it's moldy, it's nasty, gross, there's mats everywhere. It's not. It's one of the cleanest.
Smoky scene.
Yeah.
None of that.
It's not Shawshank. Shawshank Redemption. Everybody's
dealing with people who really made bad decisions.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Man, we just jumped right into it. We just knocked out about 50 of my questions already in one time. So you're a sergeant now, so that you're not necessarily in a housing unit all the time, correct? What do you do now?
I'm a sergeant of transport. So
okay, perfect.
One thing about the county is everybody thinks that it's all self-contained, mm-hmm, a unit, but we have to go out externally and get some of these services provided. Medical services, yep, mental health services. I'm the guy who sets up the transport for all of those external services. And so in the day of mental health, it really is, because jail is not set up for mental health.
Yeah.
It just isn't. And I think my numbers may be off. It used to be 24% of the persons that were in jail were some phases of mental illness. Mm-hmm. I would wager it's more than that now.
Yeah, yeah. The sheriff always says, I run the biggest mental health hospital in York County.
He really does. So, yeah. And so we get to know these people. And so if we're going to be really beneficial to the community, because the community, one thing about all communities, they want to feel secure. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they feel secure, they can move out of their spaces and into the community and do things freely. And so I promise you, York County spends a lot of time and money making sure that the community is absolutely safe.
Yes, sir.
And one of the ways they do that is they have to deal with some of the problems that the inmate brings to them.
Yeah.
And some of it is medical issues are off the chart.
Yeah.
Mental illness is really off the chart. And so we're planning and scheduling with these external sources to get these individuals the help that they need.
Is that most of it? Or you get medical appointments, you got to transport them to the hospital for, we have a nursing staff, we have a medical staff, but sometimes they need further care.
Some of their injuries or mm-hmm their diseases or mm-hmm beyond the scope of what we are able to do.
Correct. Yeah.
And so we have a medical staff that is off the chart. They make sure that every individual sees a doctor if that is the need or the necessity. And so we transport them. Then we sit on them there, though. So if we are responsible for taking the individual to, let's say, MUSC in Lancaster, then we have to take him there, sit on him.
Now, when you sit, mean sit, you have to sit with the inmate
at all time, because he's in the, now he's detached from the county. He's detached from, the officer is detached from all the safety environment that he's used to. Mm-hmm. He's on his own with an inmate. So he's better be a special guy.
Yeah.
He has to be a thinker. He has to be able to de-escalate. He has to be able to communicate with those individuals who are lawyers, who are doctors, who are mental health individuals. He needs to know the jargon, the language, so he can help communicate the concerns of the inmate, because the inmate is not always a person who communicates well.
Okay. So you do that kind of like the put it into somewhat of perspective, so like a child going to a pediatrician, they may not be able to say, hey, I hurt here. You have to go with their medical record and say, hey,
exactly, doc,
this is his medical records. This is what he's been complaining about. He's not going to talk to you. And if he does, he's not going to be able to communicate what has been going on. And this is what the nurses say he needs,
and
or she.
And because they're not always truthful. Honest. They're not always truthful. And so we need those documents. Now, we are not a liaison for that inmate. Okay. We are just security.
Okay. Yeah.
We are just a really...
making sure they don't take off in the hospital and stuff.
Right. Like that. We're a really well-dressed and armed Uber, if you will.
It's a good way of putting it, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so we take these individuals there, and we take the documents with us. So the documents really speak their language.
Yeah.
We're just trying to make sure that he's not exaggerating this and that and so on and so forth, because they do that.
We've had people who get hurt on purpose. They purposefully hurt themselves. Like, we call them jumpers.
Right.
People who'd like to jump off the top tier of the housing units. There's two tiers. It's top tier, bottom tier. Sometimes people want to go wander up there, and they say, "Ooh, if I jump off of here and lightly hurt myself, I'll go to the hospital, and maybe they'll give me something good.
They'll give me something good,
or maybe they'll
give me a medical release. Yeah. Maybe I can get out of jail if I damage myself enough.
Yeah,
my charges are not that great. Maybe they'll let me go.
Yeah."
And so this shows you the extreme thoughts that they have. You and I would never think along those lines. Mm-hmm. But these are some of the people that we deal with daily. Mm-hmm. They have extreme thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's why our security level can't lessen.
Yes.
It has to be on point, high and tight at all times. Now, while I'm communicating with you, I'm not just sipping tea and with my shirt open and shooting the breeze. I'm looking at everything. I'm communicating with you, yes.
Yeah.
But I see over there to my right, something is going on.
So you can't be a person who takes somebody to the hospital while they're being treated. It's like, you can't sit there, I'm going to check my phone, my Facebook or something like that. You got to be on it
all the time. If I found out that you were doing that, it'd be a long day for you.
Being the supervisor of transport. Yeah, right. Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha.
So that's not what we should be doing.
Yes, sir.
No, I am sure in some cases when people whose wives are pregnant and they want to have that contact with home, things like that. But I shouldn't be with my foot on the thrown up on the table playing some candy game. Chief Hicks would not appreciate that. I'm sure the sheriff wouldn't either.
No, sir. They sure not. They would not. Because that, I wouldn't appreciate it either. Because if somebody escaped of sorts from your custody at a hospital and runs out, which it's happened, I believe it. A long time ago, I think somebody got loose and they ran out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. I mean, they weren't gone long.
No.
They just got loose and ran out, and we took them back into custody really quick.
And that shows the importance of what we do.
Yeah, so it's got to focus, got to keep it up.
That's why security is of the utmost with the transport officer. You just explain what the possibilities are. I can't call a 32 and have a team of guys come and help me.
Yeah.
I'm on my own.
Yeah.
I need to make some really, really good decisions out there. And that's what we've been doing successfully.
Yeah, sir. Oh, wow. Man, we covered it all. I mean, so say, you know, we have these hiring events every quarter, really. It's where we just had one last month where it was 2 days where we bring a whole bunch of people in to say, hey, do you want to become a detention officer? You want to be a part of the family? You want to, you know, start this career? Because it's a career. People think it's a job. This ain't like working at McDonald's, and they think, why can't I just come in, fill an application, start tomorrow? Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's what it is. You go work at a fast food. And my daughter got a job at a long time ago. She walked in, and we trained her up on how to do an interview and everything, and they were like, when can you start? I was like, oh, She dressed up, you know, for an interview. I was like, gee, I could start with, okay, you start tomorrow. That's not the way it works.
No.
So people need to know that we don't just hire just randomly absolutely anybody.
Not. You bet it.
Because we always get a whole bunch of people getting, like, chatting it up on our social media feeds when we do these hiring events. Like, oh, y'all can't keep anybody. You can't do. No, we just don't hire everybody.
We're particular.
Yeah, we get, like, the last hiring event, I think total, we had a with nurses and booking clerks and detention officers, there was like maybe 30 people total, both nights.
Right.
So, each night. So it's like 30 one night, 30 the other. So 60 people all for these positions. And Chief Hicks was like, hey, if we get 15 out of this 60, we'll be doing good.
We'll be doing good.
Really good. And so it's not that we wouldn't want to hire all those people. We have to have people with character,
moral conviction.
Right. They won't be flicking on their phone when they're sitting with somebody at a hospital
or
transport.
Or bringing things into the individual.
Right. So it takes a lot. So when people cut on us for, you know, having all these hiring events, it's like, well, yeah, we have some openings, but we just can't fill those openings with a warm body.
Right.
So tell folks that's like, you know, the type of officer we have for corrections officers. We say we have the most upstanding people working in our agency.
Correct? We are very particular about who we have in a uniform. It is very important that we display all the positives of this uniform as we should. I mean, we should be of the utmost level as a citizen to work in this field, this genre. And so if you got all these other things going on in your life, go flip burgers.
Yep.
You're better suited for that. But if you have a person of character and conviction, moral conviction, and you want to, if you want to grow and learn things, this is the place to be.
Yeah.
If you really want to mature in areas, this is the place to be. You get gobs and gobs of training, and you're vetted the whole time you're here. I mean, there are more cameras here than probably at the White House. I'm not sure.
Yeah, everywhere you walk, everywhere, on this side of the building, where there's cameras everywhere.
Because, Trent, we want people that we can turn our backs on and know that they're doing what they should be doing.
Yes, sir.
It's called integrity. And we want to make sure those people are doing that.
Yeah.
And so when people come up and like you say, knock on you about this and that, we turned them away. They didn't turn us away. We turned them away because they didn't have all that we needed.
Right.
To satisfy the
five core values of the sheriff's office: character, honesty, accountability, integrity, and respect.
Yeah.
It's an acronym, CHAIR, if you need to remember it.
CHAIR.
That's those five core values. And if you don't have those, sorry, have a nice day.
You don't have the grip.
It's like a five-legged table. You miss one of those, the table's going to fall.
Going to tilt on that side.
Yeah.
So, you're right.
But, yeah, so that's who we're looking for. And I'm glad you brought that up because people always give us a hard time. I mean, really. I mean, it is what it is. People are going to be negative Nancys all over the place. When they listen to this, they're probably going to comment. It's like, whatever. You know what? Because it's a hard job you do, and it's Sheriff will be the first person to tell you, like, he says, that's a job I couldn't do. I mean, in my one-day ride-along, I was like, poof, that was pretty intense. Could I do this every day? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But it was just one day. It was just like a drinking a little bit from the fire hose, like
and could
splash in the face and I'm done.
And could you do it while you're being cussed out?
Yeah. Cussed out?
Could you feed a guy who's cussing you out? Could you administer medical concerns to a guy who's just blessing you out the whole time?
Say, I'm trying to feed you. I'm trying to give you the medication that you need that has
but
been prescribed to you.
He is off. He's gone.
And he's just yelling.
And the whole world is against him, including you. But you still have to feed this guy. That's what we mean by integrity.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with me personally. The man needs to eat.
Yeah.
We'll feed him.
He's just mad at the uniform, not me as a person.
The whole world.
Yeah. He's mad at the whole world, and he's just taking it out on you. Can you do that?
Me? Whew. Yeah. Can you do that?
I don't know, man.
You know.
you can only take so much, right? I mean, but you have to have it. You have to take it.
You have to take it.
Take and it and say, and which brings me to another point before we kind of wrap things up here. Mm-hmm. Chief Hicks and the sheriff knew that, that's a thing that we needed to, you know, understand. And you get breaks. Don't let everybody know. Yes, just like any other job, you get state mandated, federally mandated breaks. You mm-hmm. get a break from all this. So mm-hmm. They created a new break room.
Yes.
And we're going to be doing, probably seen some videos already at the time of listening to this podcast called The Escape Room.
The Escape Room.
It's called, it's an escape room where people can escape. Our officers can escape to during their breaks and get away from it. It is wonderful. It is a room where it has nice booths, kind of like restaurant booths. It has mm-hmm. nice couches where you can sit and decompress a little bit. It has a massage chair if you need to do mm-hmm. a quick massage, get that tension out, and a pool table.
Pool table.
It is probably the nicest break room I've ever seen.
It's nice.
And it's all, and not a one penny used of taxpayer money. Other than the room itself that is built into the building. You know, but everything in there is designed to give everybody a deep breath.
Right, a deep breath. And it's already had an impact.
Yeah, and it has a salad bar.
A salad bar.
Yes, sir. So
my gut is disappearing.
Yeah.
Because of the salad bar.
And it's all the wonderful things that Sheriff and Chief Hicks and everybody knows about the wellness and mental health of our employees. So if you're wondering about it, check it out. Some of the videos we're going to be doing this week with some other officers. So, yeah. All right. We're getting close to wrapping it up here, so we got to get to the quick rapid fire. You ready for rapid fire questions?
I think I am.
All right, rapid fire questions. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
But could have one superpower.
Superpower like superpower like Marvel.
DC. Believe it or not, my favorite is the Incredible Hulk. I like to just smash things every now and again.
See, I think you and I got something in common, man. I thought that's awesome because I always tell people I got a long fuse, man. But I'm kind of like David Bruce Banner. Mm-hmm. It's like he always said, "Don't make me angry."
Yes,
you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Mild mannered, I can hold it down.
Yes,
but sometimes I just got to Hulk out, scream, smash things. I get you, buddy. That is a good one. All right, next question. Do you have any interesting hobbies outside of this?
Well, I sing on the choir, believe it or not.
You sing in the choir?
I said I sing on the choir. I can sing.
That's awesome. But that's good. All right. What was your first job ever?
I worked as a pool boy at the wreck there in Rock Hill with one of the summer jobs that they had. And I was clean the pool, whatever he wanted me to do, I did.
Ah, nice.
Yes.
Favorite food?
It would have to be, Southern cooking.
Yes, sir.
Greens, chicken, cornbread, that kind of
thing. Man, I'm down. I'm down with that one. Favorite sports team?
Cowboys.
Some people probably go, "Oh, I've turned this podcast off now, man." Now, you're probably in the majority on that, but most
everybody. They wear a star now. Keep that in mind.
Say again?
They wear a star.
Ah. Uh-huh. See, a little connection there.
Yes.
Cowboys stars. Got it. Which would you prefer, the mountains or the beach?
The beach.
The beach.
The beach.
And this can't be an in-between question. It has to be one or the other.
Okay.
Summer or winter?
Give me winter.
Winter. Yeah, I'm down with you. This weekend was hot and muggy. And
I was born in January.
It's May, and I was like, God, why is it so hot already?
Right. Give me the winter. You can always layer up. But in the summer, you can't take off enough clothes.
Buddy. It's really hot. It was bad this weekend. I tried to get outside and do some work. And it was just like, oh, God, you only stand out here for about 15 minutes. I get, like, you see all my bug bites. I was like, working out in the yard. I was just getting eat by bugs and everything. It was nasty. All right, Sergeant Bobby Heath, I hope we helped everybody understand a little bit more about what you all do. You, all the detention officers in the York County Detention Center, York County Sheriff's Office as a whole, Detention Division, because it's one of the things we wanted to highlight that this week, because it's National Correctional Officers Appreciation Week. But you don't get enough appreciation, so that's what we're doing. We're trying to let everybody know that this is what people, we as a whole, the sheriff has done a really good job of bringing us all as one cohesive unit versus enforcement division and detention. Enforcement, detention. Mm-hmm. For years it was like that. Now we're together more and more so. So we want to remind folks that we are two divisions, one big happy family. And we all work, and y'all do more than I. That's why you do more than people know, and that's why we want to let everybody know that you do more than what people know, because, you know, police officers out on the street, that's what people see. They don't get to see what you do. So I've made it a goal of mine. Chief Hicks has made it a goal of me to do to do more about, you know, all the wonderful work that you all do over there. So appreciate you stopping by the podcast and helping us out with that.
Thank you so much.
Man, it was wonderful. Thank you. You were great. So, all right, folks, don't forget to check us out on our social media pages. We're going to be doing some more stuff live streaming. It's happening. We got new equipment thanks to you to help us get that information out to you. So keep that in mind. Follow us on our social media pages or all the big major social media platforms. Share this episode when you hear it. Leave a comment about what you think about the episode and how we can make the podcast better, and tell your friends about the podcast. Old-fashioned way. Go to them. Say, hey, have you heard the Sheriff's Office podcast? It's called YCSO Behind the Badge. Go listen to it. Check it out. They got some good ones. I mean, some of the first ones were pretty bad. I ain't gonna lie. That's on me. But they're getting better and better. It is what it is. As in Chief Hicks always says. And while you're at the website, yourcountysheriff.com, sign up for those notify me alerts. All right, folks, thank you for listening to YCSO Behind the Badge.